Ghost of Preacher Casey, which of course is the latest from the pen of the legend that is Dave Sharp, will be featured just after the news, of course, at 9 o'clock. But I'm looking now at the wonderful World's Words booklet from worldswords.org.uk, and I'm looking at Saturday the 22nd of October, and I'm seeing the lines at the Canoco Room in Louth Library. Good travel writing can transport us around the world without leaving home. Peter Kerr is Scotland's top travel writer and has written a best-selling series of books about his family's efforts to live on a Majorcan orange farm. Quite rightly so. And when you add to that the Mango Orchards author Robin Bailey, and indeed a panel being chaired by former Lincolnshire Echo journalist Sarah Holt, who now works for a leading in-flight travel magazine, obviously not so leading that they can actually mention it, it's just a leading in-flight travel magazine, we can say the magical words, Peter Kerr, are you indeed there?
I am indeed here.
Hurrah and hurrah and triple hurrah, because it was a fortnight ago, prior to our adventures in London, a whole variety of other bits and pieces, when we said, would you mind stepping into possibly the culinary shoes of Aaron Craig, our former head chef, who's still kind of with us, but he used to provide a kind of weekly culinary tip of the week and various other bits. We say, I've got a culinary tip right here, right now. I've got it all sorted through there. So let's not tease the listener in any way, shape or form. Let's move straight into that. What is the Peter Kerr culinary tip for this Thursday, September the 22nd?
Yeah, that's right, because you cut me off just as about
those news journalists, they you know, they're there on the hour, yeah, every hour. They will relentlessly come through bringing us the news.
Absolutely right.
All I can say. Exactly.
Yeah, well, I was about to flex my muscles, but of the shellfish type, wasn't I, Alex? And this is a recipe that, well, as you say, the series of books, starting with Snowball Oranges, that I wrote, the second in that series is called Mañana Mañana, and these stories are all about, well, the true stories about our family's adventures and misadventures of trying to grow oranges for a living in Mallorca in the 80s. Now, we had a chum out there who became a chum, a local Mallorcan fella. He'd be in his mid-50s by that time, Jordi, a bit of a character, a small farmer himself who had spent 16 years working in England, in Coventry, I think, in the car factories. And Jordi, during his time in Coventry, had stayed in a home with an Asian family, with the result that Jordi's accent, his English accent, was a sort of mixture of Coventry and Karachi. And so, apart from his prowess in his own type of English, Jordi was also a very, very fluent swearer in English. Now, I can't tell you his words this morning.
Well, I'm glad you can't, actually.
But I can tell you this muscles a la Jordi that he gave us one market day in the town of Andratx, where we lived in Mallorca, when Jordi came into the square where I was having a glass of beer, with a net of mussels. And this recipe. It's very, very simple, but I promise you it's a cracker. What you need is a kilo of fresh mussels. Wash them thoroughly in the usual way and pull off the beards and things. Stick them in a big pan or pot over a medium heat. Then what you need to add is a large glass of dry wine, either red or white, whatever you fancy. A half of one lemon. A large onion, finely chopped. 3 garlic cloves, but optional. A large tomato chopped, a few drops of vinegar, handful of parsley, black pepper, and some tomato puree to thicken. And what you do then, Alex, is you cover the pot, bring it to the boil, shake, cover it again, bring it back to the boil, shake, and continue for a few minutes until the mussels are all open and ready to eat. I don't know, what, five minutes, 10 minutes or so. And all you got to do then is pour them into nice big bowls and eat with crusty bread. And once you've gobbled up all the mussels, the liquor that's left, get a spoon going, and it's absolutely fantastic. Now, anybody who's missed all that sort of stuff, get in touch with me through my website, and I'll gladly send them the recipe.
Well, you know, I was thinking either that or certainly as a podcast. Of course, the beauty of podcasts is yes. You can actually play it all over again. So
exactly.
You can actually go to our Midweek Drive Morning Edition show on sirenonline.co.uk, click on the sort of podcast, and it'll be up probably within the next day or so, certainly. For that.
Fantastic.
If you can't wait, obviously, peter-kerr.co.uk is the go-to. So I loved that. I mean, I thought it was one, because actually, not just the recipe, but there's like a whole narrative and a story together with the recipe as well.
It certainly was, yeah.
Very good. It's absolutely outstanding. The mussels and large onion and garlic and vinegar. Now, Jody didn't manage to succeed with the chicken broth, nor indeed the other lines that we actually had. How do you fancy having a go at... From the sky.